Hey, what's up? This is Tom Capone. Every Wednesday night, I'm rocking with the G. Lou Show, Bay Area's finest.
Make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's biting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking it till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make a clap to this. 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 I don't bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If he bleed, he won't need no band-aid to fix. Just think of this, no rhyme too, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut'll make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, plus it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept in. Side of me, erupting just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style of the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rock Kim.
Make a clap to this.
Make a clap to this. Go get a girl and get soft and warm. Don't get excited, you've been invited to a quiet storm. But now it's out of hand, cause you told me you hate me. And then you asked, what have I done lately? First you said, all you want is love and affection. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out, buy you all kinds of things. Make a clap to this. Call the attitude, you need food to eat up. I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on the couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy, you must be crazy. Thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Double B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim. Best. Make a clap to this.
Hey, what's up? This is Buddy from the R&B group Intro, and you're tuned in to G Lou Flashback Fridays.
What's cracking? It's Big Snow. You know I took you to the mountaintop, but on trip. Let's go where they're doing it at. The G Lou Show. Flashback Friday.
G-Lou Show, Flashback Fridays on a Friday night, June 11, 2021. Already about in the middle of June 2021, is moving pretty fast, being that we just had a crazy last year, long year. But 2021 seems to be rolling on pretty good, so or pretty fast, I might say. But again, welcome to the G-Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. I am G-Lou, your host with the most for the evening. I'm joined by the lovely, beautiful Miss Queen Jean is here. What up, Queen?
What it do, Tito? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I was worried about you for a minute. I said, where Queen at? But you doing okay?
Woke up. Yeah, okay, I went to sleep because I had this banging headache, and my alarm went off, and I just turned it off and went back to sleep. But I'm here now, so.
She said, cut the alarm off, OB. Wow. That must mean you must have really had a headache. It didn't feel good.
I just cut it off. Yeah, I was like, I'm here. How you doing?
Okay, well, we're glad you're here. I'm okay. I'm doing all right. Doing okay. Shout out to everybody joining us tonight, wherever you are across the world, boys and girls. Thank you for the support, the love, everything, man. I want to give a special shout out before we continue to our sponsors. First and foremost, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, the whole crew over there. Makes it all happen. One World Magazine, 93.3 Tweed FMism, the After Six Cruise Mix on Thursdays. I hope you tuned in last night. Also, Dee Dee Harrison 100, the author, the publisher, Conversations in the Hookah Lounge with Queen and Dee Dee as well, the G Lou Show channel, the GLUShow.com. And, with that being said, we have a special guest tonight. We definitely have a special guest tonight, an artist coming out of the Midwest, got connections to the Bay, you know what I mean, and does his thing all around, up-and-coming artist doing his thing. He's here tonight. That's our special guest, and he's here as well. So, Queen, if you're ready, I'll let you go ahead and introduce him and bring him on in.
Okay. Well, let's welcome our amazing guest, Pedro. I like the way he's spelling that. Pedro Pesos from Paul, Minnesota, by the way, of the Bay Area. Welcome to the show.
Hey, 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 can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, should I turn my phone off speakerphone or it's good?
If you get, nah, you're good, actually. Usually it doesn't, not good when it's on speaker, but you sound good, though, homie. It's all good.
Okay, all right. What's happening, man? I'm tapping in. You know, Midwest Coast, Bay Area.
That's right. Tell the people, man, who you are, Pedro, man. Give yourself a formal introduction to all the people listening in right now.
For sure, man. I go by the name Pedro Peso, by way of the Midwest Coast, you know, Minneapolis. You know, we got a lot going on up there right now. So it's just like the mecca of what's going on. So, you know, beforehand when I say Minneapolis, people are like, oh, where's that? But, you know, since George Floyd and all that been happening, everybody knows what's going on. Yeah,
right.
But, you know, doing my thing, I done hooked up with CMG, you know, from Legendary Conscious Daughters, you know, signed with her label Fame Entertainment. So, yeah, we just, you know, it just feels good to be refreshed, like come out as a brand new artist. You know, I got new music, you know, new label. About to drop the album about 2 months. So, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. I'm just blessed, you know, saying to be around the people that I am. And, you know, we just on God's time. So we finna make it happen.
That's right.
You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I love the culture out here, though, man. It's so much like, it's just like so many people supporting. And, you know, like I know a lot of people, they know CMG, but, you know, when she be letting them hear my music, you know, people really tuning in. They like what they hearing. So I'm just, you know, I'm appreciative of that, you know, so many people out here, like with the Bay culture, accepting my music. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what it is.
Right.
Man. I can't wait, you know what I'm saying, the masses can hear it and, you know what I'm saying, start doing some shows out here. We got a couple of joints lined up. We be performing at High Road Day. We don't know if it's gonna be live or virtual yet.
Right.
I think
it'll probably be live by then because everything is opening back up and supposed to by the 15th.
Man, open this thing open.
Yeah. That's what's up. And that's kind of right on time because things are, you know, getting back opening and you can, it's right on time for you to get out there and push everything right when everything is about to, you know, pretty much open up. So that's what's up, man. Shout out to Conscious Daughters too, CMG family there. They've been on the show before and it's all love, man, but them as well. What was I going to say? Oh, man, please, if you would, take us back a little bit coming up in Minnesota, Minneapolis, you know, what you said, we know about George Floyd and all that, the recent things going on. But besides that, too, that's still a very rich city there in music. You know, you got the legendary Prince and people coming up out there, man. Just tell us about coming up in Minneapolis, man.
Okay. Yeah, for one, you got that right, man. We got some of the best musicians in the world, you know, come from there. Or at least make their way through there, you know what I'm saying? Definitely Prince was legendary. You know, we got the group next, RL and them, shout out to them. You know, Minneapolis is a good place, man. You know, it's an open market as far as hip-hop. We used to have a big event called Sound Set up there where, like, you know, a lot of artists would come and stuff like that, but the people that were doing that, they're not doing that anymore. So and we had that annually for, like, man, I want to say like 15 years, and it would be like a big fest. So many artists would come out. So, you know, that was like an avenue for us. We used to have like Radio 1 and stuff like that and major radio outlets. We don't really have it no more. But, you know, it's always been a good music scene as far as like the local scene in Minneapolis. It's a lot of, like we said, musicians. So you got artists that do live music, a lot of art, shit like that coming out of there. So, you know, I'm definitely repping the city, you know, Midwest Coast, man. I'm going to take it everywhere with me.
Midwest Coast, that's right. I like that.
Yeah. I'm a cultural baby, though, you know what I'm saying? When I was young, you know, my mom was in the Navy, so I moved around a lot. Lived down in VA and Jacksonville, Florida for a minute. So,
Okay.
You know, I done have some, yeah, I done have some stints on the East Coast.
Oh, where all the bases
growing up. Yeah, yup. Exactly. Where the bases were. Norfolk, Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, so you know, it's good. You know, it's negative and positive. You got to connect the cables. So right now, it's a lot of negative stuff going on out there right now. But hopefully, we're gonna get over the hump. Things will change.
Hey, let me ask you, what were some of your musical influences coming up? I know you come from again from Minneapolis, and sometimes right there in that Midwest and kind of melting like pot. You have a lot of different, like I hear different people have, you know, influences where you're at, or it could be the local scene, or what musical influences did you have, especially like in rap coming up?
Well, you know, man, I'm like, let's see how J. Cole described it. I'm like stuck in between two generations at once, you know? So like I came up, you know, under real, like, you know, like I'm from that 90s music vibe. So like, you know, all the, you know, like big artists to me back when I was growing up, I mean, I'm influenced by Nas,
right,
you know, Big Crit, Outkast, Yuck Mouth, yeah, just a, you know, just a lot of different stuff, but yeah, that's mainly what I'm based off, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I came up off the Rough Riders, you know, the Lox. That's when I first started writing bars, mm-hmm. when I heard We Are the Streets. Y'all familiar?
Okay. Yeah. I'm familiar with the Lox. Yep.
Yeah, but I like other music, too, man, besides just rap, you know? So.
Right. What was I going to say? What do you think about the game right now? I mean, I know you're still in the game and up and coming and things. What do you think about the overall, as far as especially mentioning, you know, what you came up on, the artists you respect and what type of stuff you like? What do you feel about the rap game right now, how it is as a whole?
You know, it's different, but I feel like it's just a space to just be creative and, you know, come out, you know, what's new, you know, come out with something new. Like, since I've been making my album, like, I've been in album mode for the past, I want to say, like, 4 months. I haven't really been listening to, you know, too much music that's dropped recently. But I like the direction of, like, the industry and, you know, the underground scene. Like, I like all the mainstream artists that's doing their thing right now. So, you know, I'm not biased. Right. I'm just a fan of music, man. So if it's good and it got a vibe, you know how it is nowadays. It don't really have to be good as long as it's a vibe. It might
right,
be
right. Everything is more of a vibe.
Yeah.
That's how I picture the music now. That's how I kind of categorize it now. Most overall, without saying my opinion or anything, I just think the music is based from what I gather, you know, like the vibe more so than just because, like you said, it's not no more really about lyrics. I mean, it still is, but I don't think people as a whole check for that. They check. It's not really about the lyrics, a look, or anything. It's just about that vibe that artist has, I guess, you know, that they like. And
that's what
comes across. And that's what sells the artist, you know, pretty much.
So, you know, it's billions of people on the planet. So, you know, everybody's going to have their vibe.
Right. And hip-hop is a big, you know, they say the number one genre now. So I guess it's a lot of different people listening. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, they said the biggest is, like, bigger than pop and everything.
Yeah, hip-hop is the number one genre. They've been, like, last few years. I mean, that's what they've said. Hip-hop is the number one genre. Yes.
Makes sense. Hey, but, yeah, man, it's a few dope artists out here that I'm in tune with out in the Bay. You know, I've been on Larry, Uncle Larry, for about a year now.
Larry June.
Yeah, I rock with Larry June.
I fuck with him, man. The homie put me on there. I fuck with Larry June.
Slim,
I was bumping him today.
I like Hit a Slim. You know what I'm saying? I've been checking a lot of them dudes out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Downloading some of their music to my page. Mozzie. Yeah, Mozzie's dope. But, man, like we were saying about them vibes, man. Larry got them vibes, you know. I've been putting a lot of people on the music that's been asleep, too, like back home and shit.
Right. Yeah, he's cool, man. Larry, I rock with him. My homeboy put me on to him not too long ago, and I was like, okay, yeah, I fuck with Larry. That's what's up. I'm going to let Queen get in here and see what Queen has for you. Queen,
okay.
Do you have anything for the homie Peso?
How you doing, Peso?
Hey, how you doing, this lady?
Good. Ms. I like Queen. The way you spell your name, Pay, P-A-Y. You know, Pay, not P-E-D. And I was like, okay, that's pretty fly. It's different. What inspired you to get into music? I see that you started recording music since the age of 17.
Mm-hmm.
What inspired you to start doing music?
It was like really going to some concerts, you know, like going, like when I was in junior high, I started going to like big concerts that were coming to town. You know, like the one that most inspired me, I think it was like the Hot Boys, like Lil Wayne and all of them when they were all together. And it was like the Saint Lunatics was on there. I think Destiny's Child was on this joint. This is way back. And, you know, just going to that show. And I went to one with Nas and Faith. And just, like, going to them shows and just seeing, like, the, you know, how the crowd react with the artists and how you can just make the crowd just, you know, do what you tell them. Basically, they'll react off of you and, you know what I'm saying, your energy. You know, it was just, to me, that just spoke to me. That spoke volumes to me. I'm like, I could do that. Like, this is what I want to do, you know what I'm saying, use my instrument. So that was pretty much it. And then I got a huge break, you know, by just what I used to do. Now, all these shows I didn't go to, the ones I mentioned I did, but I would go, like, to some shows, you know, backstage or try to back by the tour buses. And, you know, I was just a kid that was just hungry. So I would, like, rap to anybody I seen coming off the buses and stuff like that. So by doing that, I met a lot of dope people. I actually went on tour with The Roots from Philly just off of that moment. You know what I'm saying? So that's what made me start taking it serious, because it's like, man, other people – you know, they see in me what I believe in myself, too. So ever since then, you know, I've been taking it serious, you know, through life. You know, and I had some bumps in the road and, you know, had to take some time off and things like of that nature. But like I said, I feel refreshed. You know, I got the right situation. I got the right people, you know what I'm saying, in my corner. And I just, you know, I'm on God's time. I'm really preaching that God's time because, you know, everything – you know, that I wanted to happen when I wanted to happen, that was the mistake. You know, I just had to focus on let God lead the way. So that's what it is. We here now.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely.
Yeah, I like
that. Definitely relate
like that.
To that. Yeah, because everything is in God's timing.
That's it.
Yeah, you know, our life is God's timing. We just try to make it our time, but it's actually God's timing. So I can definitely relate to that. Because when you try to rush it on your own, it never seems to materialize, and that's where you get your downfall and you get hurt, you know, your feelings get into it, you get emotional and stuff. But when you let God do what God has for you, it works out a whole lot better. That's when it starts prospering, when you let God
Absolutely.
Do what God has for you. So I love hearing you saying that. When you said it earlier, I was like, see, that's right on right there. You said God's time, because a lot of people don't know. You got to work on God's time. It's not about your timing. And it's also, if it's God's will, it shall be done, period.
Absolutely.
So you did opening acts. I read that you did opening acts for Akon, Young Jeezy, T.I., Nelly, Wiz Khalifa. So you've done opening acts for some great artists. What was your favorite, the most memorable opening act?
Damn, I ain't gonna lie. My favorite was Akon, and this is like Akon when all he had was I'm Locked Up, you know? And I did a show with him, opened up for him in Minneapolis at this spot called Myth, big club that holds like 5,000 people. So this was one of the big ones that I did. Yeah, so it was crazy because I opened up, did my thing or whatever. But why Akon was on stage, and I think he had DJ, I want to say Green Lantern, with him at the time. And something happened with the music. Like, his music just went off, like, on stage. So, like, they had some technical difficulties. And I just happened to be backstage at the time. And, you know, like, I was already chopping it up with one of Akon's brothers. And, you know, the moment that that happened, just being in that moment, you know what I'm saying, Akon was like, oh, you good. Come in, you know, come in his dressing room with him. So, you know, I got to kick with Akon and him in his dressing room. You know, they smoking with me. I was kind of young back then, but they was still blowing it down with me. And it was just crazy because, like, a whole bunch of sheriffs came back there. And I remember Akon's brother gave me, like, an ounce of weed. He was like, oh, yeah, roll up. You can have it. So the sheriffs come back there, and I just seen how they was just cool. They like, oh, no, don't hide the weed. You guys are good. Like, do your thing. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. But, now, actually, I ain't gonna lie. That ain't the one. It's I opened up for Omarion and Lloyd and Free from 106 and Park was there.
And, oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I was about 17 at the time. And honestly, I don't know if it's because me and Lloyd happened to wear the same outfit. It was like crazy. We wore camouflage with these camouflage Air Force Ones. You know, but I had did my thing, and something got weird at the end of the show. Like, it got shut down by some girl ran on stage while Marion was performing. Like, his security was acting all, like, got him out of there like a diva. Like, it was, you know, like the president. So they basically just left in the middle of his song. So what happened was the promoters, like, pushed me out, you feel me, through the auditorium, like, where everybody else was leaving. And that just created chaos. Like, I never had girls and people trying to chase me down and stampede me. Yeah, so it was crazy. Yeah. But that was a vibe.
When the girls were stopping you down, right? That was a good vibe.
No, they violated me. They violated me. You would never think, like, yeah, you could get violated by a crowd of people. They try to take my clothes off, all that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You said that, Nas. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that was definitely the biggest fight show experience that I had.
Okay. Well, what I was going to ask you was, I heard you say that Nas was one of your inspirations. Now, we just lost DMX a few months ago, and
yeah.
I don't know if you have purchased his new music, Exodus, and Nas is doing a couple of joints on there. Have you heard them?
No, I haven't heard. I haven't heard the new DMX album yet. Can't even lie. I ain't get a chance to really absorb it.
Well, you should. I'm just saying you should go ahead and get that and listen to the wordplay that Nas has on some of his joints. I think he did two joints with Nas on that. Pretty dope.
Yeah, that's dope.
Nas wordplay. Yeah.
Nas is the GOAT, man. He's never going.
Yeah.
He's never going to tarnish. He's the GOAT.
Yeah. And you said that you was a military baby, and you moved all over. And when you mentioned Norfolk, Virginia, I'm familiar with Norfolk, Virginia, because I was a military wife. But I stayed in Norfolk for about 2 months. So it's a whole different vibe. What would you say about the difference of Norfolk and the Minneapolis? Because it's different.
Yeah, it's way different.
How old were you when you moved there?
This is all when I was young. This is all like when I was, I want to say, probably from like 4 years old.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
Until I was like in third grade, I moved back to Minneapolis, or Minnesota, St. Paul, actually. So, so just that little gap.
Hey, Quint, I lived in Norfolk, not Norfolk, but the next city, Chesapeake. I don't know, it's all together, right? But, like two or three months too. I like that shit. Chesapeake. They're all like connected. The seven cities, you know.
Yeah.
It was like different for real. I was not.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Norfolk, Virginia, is the place. When I was a kid, I learned to get down on the ground because they shooting. You know what I'm saying? So when I was in Norfolk, it was bad when I was a kid. They were shooting that neighborhood up. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't remember that much stuff when you're young, but I remember that. I remember having to hit that floor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, look, Jacksonville.
Shout out to
Norfolk,
Virginia Beach. Yeah. Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacksonville was dope. I'm really a Florida baby at heart, even though I'm, you know, I bleed Minnesota, but I'm really a Florida baby too. Yeah, I love it down there.
Florida. Yeah, Florida.
LA.
Give it up.
I was born in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, you were.
Oh, you were
born
in Florida.
Yeah, I was born there. I'm born there because my dad is from there. My mom, California. My dad is from Florida. Part of the family is from Florida. Yep.
Okay. The South.
Yeah.
So listen.
So for sure, much love, FLA. Go ahead. Go ahead, Queen.
I've also read about Mary J. Blige and Mint Condition, Lil Mo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Naughty by Nature.
Definitely.
So you. Yeah. Go ahead.
Definitely got a couple features along the way. Lil Mo blessed me with one. That was all really through my man KG from Naughty Divine Mill. He's from Naughty. He the DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, KG really had the connections to my city as far as like Next, because I believe they were signed to his label, and he had like Jaheim at the time and Lil Mo. Yeah, so that was a good look. I got a song with Mint, too. They actually put me on, not their actual album, the Luxury Brown album, but they put me on their promo, like a promo CD that they put out with, like, maybe 3-4 songs off the album. You know, so that was a good look for me. And Mary J. Blige, I never did, not yet. That would be a blessing. I ain't did nothing with the Queen Bee, Mary J yet, but I definitely came across her. We was in Philly, and me and my brothers, we was eating some chicken and stuff, and Mary J Blige, she came into, I think it was a guy named Larry Gold's studio, and she was like, ooh, that chicken look good. Let me get a piece of that chicken. And she was like, nah, I'm just playing. But we was like, no, you can't. You Mary J Blige. You can't ask for no chicken and just say you're playing. You got to get some of this chicken. Yeah, so that
we
want
to see you eat that chicken. Yeah, hell
yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
So
wow.
Hopefully I can see her again in life. And we can share that memory. I can be like, yeah, remember I was a dude in Philly, gave you some chicken. She probably ain't going to remember, but it's cool.
Oh, she probably will remember, though, because Mary J. Blige is, she's a realist, you know, she's a genuine person. But she probably will remember. And probably tell you, well, come on, take me. Let's go get some more chicken. She might tell you something like that. How would you react then? Like, come on, let's go do it, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so you, you're signed to Usher's label now?
Nah, I'm signed to Fame Entertainment. So that's CMG's label from the Conscious Daughter.
Okay. Were you with Usher's label at one time?
Yeah, I was working with Usher, like kind of right before he discovered Jay Bieber. And he was going to start his own label, and it was going to be called Us Records. And I was guessing, you know, he wanted to sign all Midwest artists because, you know, he had Rico Love at the time. He's from Milwaukee. He had an R&B group called One Chance. They was from Chicago, like a bunch of brothers and cousins. And, you know, saying, just so happened, my people that was managing me at the time, my man Tim, his friend was this cat named Elijah. So Elijah, he's like super big on, like, protective security for, like, celebrities and shit. So he was like, he used to protect 50, and at the time, he happened to be Usher's, like, personal bodyguard, and, yeah, it's crazy. He had my, you know, like, my little demo tape in the CD and played it for Usher, and the shit was crazy because my son was, like, a week old, my first son, and, they called me, like, yo, you know, Usher heard your music, and they want you to come to Atlanta, and I'm like, oh, yeah, when? And they're like, shit, we're booking the ticket now. So... yeah, that was crazy.
Hey, I checked out your video, AMX Club. That's a dope video. I love those vehicles you have in the driveway there. What type of vehicles were those? I didn't get to see them.
I think it was some old school Prius. Yeah, man. Shout out to 415 and them from out here in the Bay, the 415 Car Club. They came through on some love, you know what I'm saying? Just made it happen for me. So, man, shout out to CMG. Yeah. She reached out to them and her friends. So, yeah, I appreciate them. I'm definitely trying to buy one of them cars one day.
Yeah, those are some, they dope. They're beautiful. Those are some beauties. I was like, okay, look at these beauties sitting up in
I was going to say, I could get with the Bay culture as far as, like, the cars. I like, you know what I'm saying? That's why I fuck with Larry, like, how he be into them old school 90 cars. They ain't got to have all the rims on them, as long as they clean.
Right, that part. Yeah, as long as it's clean. As long as you clean.
Yeah, that's it.
As long as it's clean.
Hey, my first car was a 1988 Broham Fleetwood, big spaceship.
Oh,
with the
man.
White, all white with the white walls on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I used to get pulled over in that thing.
You learned early.
Oh, yeah. That's why I like big cars. That's I like right. trucks and Suburbans and Escalade trucks and shit like that.
Right, that's right. That's right. Well, speaking of that music, the video she's talking about in the song, let's get into that. Now, let's get into some of this music, homie. Go ahead and introduce that song. Yeah, introduce that song and tell us, you know, about the song or whatever, what it's about and everything before we get into it.
Yeah. So the joint we're about to get into is called Amex Club. And, you know, it's basically, you know, a rag the riches type thing. You know, I started with a check stub working, you know, picking that cotton. And, you know, we done worked our way to the Amex Club. So, you know, swiper don't swipe me. We swiping everything.
Mm. Mm. That part.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
building
that.
The credit
there
up.
There it is, y'all.
All building the credit up. So, yeah, that's what it
that's
is,
right.
Amex Club. I hope y'all enjoy it.
Started with a check stub, yeah. Now it's the American Express Club, yeah. Couple down just to dress up. Young nigga from the Midwest, cuz know we next up. Still out here trying to get it like I never touched. With these Coca-Cola products, we gon' 7 up. New Maserati got the engine revving up. New Jack City style, how we shot the wedding up. Pedro or Mac call me Superfly. You know these hoes don't know how to act, need to be supervised. In the backseat of my Cadillac, like do or die. Teach them how to take the wheel, I let my students drive. Nigga, you don't slide, all you do is Uber ride. Got about 1,000 bitches I could utilize. I ain't doing time, my lawyer is a Jewish guy. Before you cross me, nigga, just make sure your shoes is tied. Chain dipped in holy water, stone crucified, suit and tie. I'm a boss, any problems get neutralized. Niggas say they clapping shit, but won't shoot a fly. Not an activist, you better move aside. Hey, niggas talking that etc. If it ain't a business meeting, don't set it up. Got the Amex, swiping so I paid less. Used to rock, paid less, now I'm copping yay west. I started with a check stub, yeah. Now it's American Express Club, yeah. Couple down just to dress up. Young nigga from the Midwest Club, know we next up. Still out here trying to get it like I never touched. With these Coca-Cola products, we gon' 7 up. New Maserati got the engine revving up. New Jack City style, how we shot the wedding up. You ain't street, you a bitch, you a leech. All I do is cheat, murder beats, and Uber Eats. Used to be a player, now I'm hanging up my cleats. Retire my jersey, get that Hall of Fame speech. Preach, but you ain't gotta listen. It's hard to uplift niggas, it's like a body lynching. 500 mag, long nose like Scottie Pippen. My wingman, I'm the man, nobody's thinking. Fuck out your chest for that gang shit, his body's missing. Can't say who the hottest in the West without a Mozzie mission. Nipsey hustle too, been the fucking truth. I listen, jump in school, my pistol sharp, never been a number two. Do the mad fucking class clown, but we laugh now. Intercept the play with the face mask flag down. Huh, I had to get it in Ohio. Brought the plug with us like happy Cinco de Mayo. Started with a check stub, yeah. Now it's American Express Club, yeah. Couple down just to dress up. Young nigga from the Midwest, cuz know we next up. Still out here trying to get it like I never touched. With these Coca-Cola products, we gon' 7 up. New Maserati got the engine revving up. New Jack City style, how we shot the wedding up.
Midwest Coast niggas, don't get smoked, nigga. Watch how you approach, niggas.
Watch how you approach.
Cut throat, nigga.
You know it, we some
Midwest Coast, nigga. Don't get smoked, nigga. Watch how you approach, niggas. Cut throat, nigga.
Mm. Hey. That shit is mean right there. I can't even front, homie. That's hard. That's hard right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's mean right there.
And you know what?
That's mean, homie.
And you know what I hear
that's
in that?
That's mean right there.
What's that?
You kind of sounded a little bit like Nipsey in that song. The part when he said, wait until shoes tied. I don't know. It sounded a little bit like Nipsey, which is dope, though, because Nipsey is one of our favorite artists, so.
Dope. I get that. You know, like, my cousin, he calls me, what does he call me? He calls me either, he calls me Nipsey Cole, or sometimes he calls me Jermaine Hustle.
Okay.
So, I get it. You know, people, like, those two artists, I kind of get, similarities to sometimes. Yeah, but I take it as a compliment, you know? Not like I'm trying to sound like them or whatever. It just be cadences, you know. We got some similar cadences, like little rhyme patterns and shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey, you dope, though, bro. For real, I like that song. Like, that sound is that, you know, that sound they have now. But you did that, homie. You had bars and everything came together, man. It was like crafty and, you know, kind of humorous and barred up and everything, man. That was a nice song, bro.
I wanted to make it fun but still have like the bars in it.
Right.
Man, I appreciate that, bro. Gratitude, because if you feel that way, ooh, wait till you hear the album.
Yeah, that was dope, bro. That was dope. Let me take a caller. If we have a caller, I think they press one.
Okay.
Do we have a caller?
Actually, now you do.
Okay, hey man, that's why I had to check. I don't know, man. It says it.
No,
I don't know why they be putting you in the mix like that, man. What's up, sir?
They always get him, though, right?
You know, it be the rap guy.
Yeah, they always get
him. You know, but actually, though, I really like that song, man. So, man, that was cool. Would you happen to have any other cuts that we could listen to tonight?
Yeah, I got another drink. I think y'all got the meal ticket?
The meal ticket?
Yeah, it's another song.
I don't know if we have that one. We have the Street Finesse and Independence Day.
Nah, Street none Finesse. Of those.
Street Finesse. That sounds like some player shit. None of those
are my songs. I ain't familiar with none of those titles.
Whoa.
Damn, that's what the homie.
Yeah,
that's what the homie. That's what they sent me, man.
I can email you something right now, though. I can email you right now.
Okay, well, wow. Yeah, email me then. All
right.
Yeah, damn. He said those are none of his songs.
Hey, man. What are those titles?
Wow.
Flashback,
so I'm surprised I had the Apex Club then. That was one of them.
Oh, I'm glad you got that.
Right, the other one. Right? Yeah.
We sending right, that over right now.
One.
What's the email?
Maybe they just have the wrong titles because it has you as the artist. It says Peso and Gator Man. You have a song with Gator Man?
Nah.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong. Man. I don't even know. That's great. No, but this is the stuff they sent me, though. I didn't look this up. This is what I was sent from the promoter.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, it was a mistake. It was a mistake. Maybe the homegirl sent the wrong stuff by accident.
Okay.
It ain't no big. Yeah, we're going to try to get that to y'all. Is it what email do I send that to?
Oh, the lulee4@yahoo.com. LEWLEE4@yahoo.
LEWLE. Say it one more time.
LEWLEE4, like the number 4, @yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. All right, you should have that in a couple, about 60 seconds here, man. Hey, but I appreciate that, homie. My man that called in, though, man, I appreciate that. And I definitely got some more music. You said some player shit. I got some of them vibes for sure.
The homie need that player shit.
Yeah, right. No doubt.
Well, we'll wait on that. Thank you, Tweet. We'll wait on that. Anybody out there, though, wants to holler at the homie, the phone lines are open, 914-803-4001. Press 1 if you want to speak. And while we're waiting on that, tell us about the album. When is it coming? What's the name of it? Like, what's all going on with the album layout?
oh man, you know the album is gonna be God's time for sure. And I probably got, I think we got like, we got like 12 songs on there. I'm gonna add another one or like a feature that I'm about to do. But it's just you know, it's like a book, man. It's like one thing about me, I'm a real artist, so like when I make songs, you know, I pick a concept, I stick to the concept matter, the subject, you know what I'm saying? I try to give a real song, like a real body of work. So most of the songs on there, nothing really sounds the same. I mean, it's all in the same, like, it's all in the same vibe, but, like, it's a lot of different subjects that I touch up on there. So I feel like I got something for everybody, you know, people that want to hear some real bars, some real MCing, people that want to hear like some party records, just some chill. I got some records. See, everybody might don't like these type of records, but I got a record on there that I go to sleep to. Like it's soothing. Like it puts me to sleep. It just puts me in that vibe. And you know, I got some of them. I got some ride in the car music. Yeah, so it's a dope project all the way around. I'm proud of it, and shit, I can't wait to, you know, we can put it out there to the world.
That's right. That's what's up, and that's coming out on we don't know yet, so we'll just wait on it.
Fame,
shout out to CMG. What's the label?
Fame Entertainment. What, F A I M, Fame.
There it is. Fame Entertainment.
Yeah, and be looking for that probably. Be looking for that in like August.
Okay.
Yeah. Carla says you're on the email list. You're going to get it. Hey, I got to say,
okay,
this
I'm
too,
waiting.
Man. I got to say, shout out to this
What's
steak
up?
That CMG just made.
Uh-oh.
I've been
oh, they over there cooking
time.
Steaks? Oh, man. Man.
Yep. Yep. And shout out Anjanette.
I love
steak. Shout out to Anjanette and CMG, Anjanette Roberts. You know, that's the Supreme Queen team.
Yeah.
Her and Carla.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Queen, you got anything for the homie?
You get that email?
I'm waiting on it, bro. No, not yet. I don't see it.
3 minutes ago.
Let me see. It may be in like spam, junk or spam. Sometimes let me check the other.
You said that rap music wasn't your only music you listen to. What are the other genres of music that you do like to listen to?
Hey, my sister been putting me on some dope country music. You know, my baby sister,
yeah.
She lives in
yeah.
Memphis. She from Memphis, so yeah, she put me on some dope country music I've been listening to. But, you know, I like a little bit of, I like some pop music, you know, I'm into like some jazz, but my real thing is, you know, old school, like old school soul, you know, I'm a big like
yeah.
Bobby Womack fan, like Curtis Mayfield, all them type of cats.
Yeah, man, right. I know Bobby Womack, man.
Yeah,
look,
yeah,
he said
yeah,
Bobby
Womack.
Womack and Curtis Mayfield. Look,
yeah, right.
He named two dope artists.
Who else y'all want to hear? Boosie,
okay.
I listen to all
okay.
that. Rick James, my dude, you know. So,
okay.
You know, I had them times where, you know, people don't want to ride in the car with me because they're like, man, play some Young Boy NBA or this, play Lil Baby. You know, I'm like, man, hey, man, listen to this. Yeah, man, listen to this Womack, man, cross 115th Street.
Cross 110th Street.
That's right. Keep doing
yeah,
that, man.
You
gotta,
do want
to
roll
gotta
with
put
something.
Them on
to
the music.
Yeah.
You got to
yeah,
teach them,
yeah.
though, because they don't let them
do
just don't even know. Like, so that's good.
Yeah, man, them is the greats, man. That's where we get all this good music from. They don't know. That's where we get all
exactly.
this. That's where we get all these rap beats and shit from, all that old school music.
You're right. Absolutely
hey,
right.
Hey, make sure
that
you guys got the right email, because I ain't seen
email.
It yet, man.
Lewlee4.
Yep, LewLee4@yahoo.com.
So
yeah, that's it.
She sent it to Gmail.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, man, I knew it was something because I ain't seen it. I'm looking.
You know, we in Cali, man. We smoke. Well, I have not heard, but you know, smoking. So I think my Yeah, the stuff that I got from the cookie store is wearing off on her. Secondhand smoke is a motherfucker.
It sure is. Especially if it's that good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm in California. I ain't going to smoke nothing but it.
Yeah,
thanks. Yeah. You should have that email, though, now, bro.
Hey, what kind of dog was that in the background? It sounded like a beast.
I think it's a pit lab mix. So she a mutt.
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty, though. Red bone.
She only a mutt when she need to be a mutt. But run up, she gonna show you something different.
You know we talking about
you know,
her, too,
always,
right now. She's looking at me.
Because you called her a mutt, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carla dog loved me, though. You trying to come lay down by me and stuff.
Yeah, you look like you're about in. You still look like a teenager, though, so that's definitely a compliment.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. They say he was 17 when he started this. Well, how old is he? You don't look too much older than 20.
Look, I don't want to say. Young OG. Straight up. Now, I ain't too old,
that's
though. Funny. I'm just, you know, I'm fresh. I'm fresh early 30s, so I'm good.
Old enough, huh?
Yeah, that's all.
That's cool. So what else do you do besides when you're not doing music? Hobbies? Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, I got some hobbies. You know, I just like to do some outdoor. I like to do outdoor shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, being from Minnesota.
You like fishing?
Yeah. I was about to say, you know, Minnesota, that's the land of the 10,000 lakes. So, you know, that's what it is. Hit the lakes. You know what I mean? Hit some jet skis, get on a canoe, go fishing, go to the cabin for the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Them's the vibe, you know. But, you know, other than that, it's just like spending time with my kids. You know, like my son, my oldest, he's a hooper. He's a hooper. So, like, you know, AAU heavy. Yeah, so, like, you know, I like when I got the time and I can, you know, when I ain't got other shit going on, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my son's situation is always important to me. So, you know, I done had them stints where I've been with the team dad, and going on trips to all these tournaments and shit like that. So, yeah, my boy's getting older,
that's
so I like to bring them on trips with me. I actually brought them out here a couple times with me, too, just so they can experience, like, California, too. So they love it.
I'm trying to hit them
other continents though.
Mm.
Yeah.
That passport together, huh?
Yeah, I got that in due time, man. God's time.
Okay.
I'll be over there. I'll be everywhere I need to be.
Yeah.
That's right. Manifest it, homie.
Like that.
Speak it. Speak it into existence. Hey, well, check it out. Yeah. We got the song now, the meal ticket. We ready.
Okay. Cha-ching.
Kick it off, man. Introduce this meal ticket, man. What is this meal ticket about?
Meal ticket, man, is really like, you know, about the struggle, you know what I'm saying, and try to keep my family safe, man, protected just from, like, the ills of, you know, the world and society, you know, just speaking on, you know, like my son, Coach, passed away, got killed, and, you know, just like some real deep shit, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, woke up contemplating on these meal tickets, went to sleep on it, think about it too, you know? Yeah, that's what it
okay.
is, meal ticket.
Peso. How do you pronounce that? I know it's peso, but the peso.
Pedro, peso.
You know,
like,
Pesos.
Pesos. Pesos. But, you know, pesos. You
got
to pay
right.
me in pesos, man.
Yeah.
No USD.
That's right.
No, just...
Here it is, man. Meal ticket.
All
right. Yeah. Time's getting harder. Gotta hustle way smarter. Every day is a blessing.
Versus
style. Yeah. Over contemplating all these meal tickets. Thankful every day I wake up still living. Got the chopper by the way, don't wanna kill niggas. Protect protect my family from the evil and these ill niggas. Woke up contemplating all these meal tickets. Thankful every day I wake up still living. Got the chopper by the way, don't wanna kill niggas. Protect my family from the evil and these ill niggas.
This one for the ages, Ollie and Frazier. Your mindless behavior, sign of death wages. Cause you wanna be famous, book a flight to Malaysia, checking the clock. I'm feeling like Flavor, forever gon' be a public enemy. I attract too many haters, yeah. Won't sell myself to sell records. Just left from the motel checking. Running routes like Odell Beckham. Trying to make my bro tail thicken. She wanna be a part of the team. I put her on a no-fail system. She had some low self-esteem. I send her with a go, get a vision. Keep ballin' like it's no intermission. Think a scan could get four for blinking. Do a job, I leave no forensics. My thought process so intensive. So I put business over friendship. Plus my heart is so relentless. Two shout outs to them benefits. Had young niggas jumping out of Benzes, okay. Jumping out of trucks to an old school dunk like I'm Vincent. Went to the bay to fuck with Carla. I put my scraper on some inches. Keep your hardware from the lost air. With your worst friends or your pallbearers. Who wants to smoke once the fall clears? So I'm dead and gone, I'm a ball here.
Woke up contemplating all these meal tickets. Thankful every day I wake up still living. Got the chopper by the way, don't wanna kill niggas. Protect my family from the evil and these ill niggas. Woke up contemplating all these meal tickets. Thankful every day I wake up still living. Got the chopper by the way, don't wanna kill niggas. Protect my family from the evil and these ill niggas.
One of my son coaches got killed, I'm screaming rest in peace to Bam. You know them boys love you, my nigga, you left a legacy as well. From the halls of dealer sale, go hard in the streets and never tell. Rep my team like Cam McHale, throw up the six with the 12. Brand new stick with some shells, quick family trip to the jail. Sign my zip with your smell, but bitch I ain't got none for sale.
Federal penalties, got several identities, my enemies gon' tell on me. Law medical, I'm away to the dispensary. Contemplating all these meal tickets. Thankful every day I wake up still living. Got the chopper by the way, don't wanna kill niggas. Protect my family from the evil and these ill niggas. Woke up contemplating all these meal tickets. Thankful every day I wake up still living. Got the chopper by the way, don't wanna kill niggas. Protect my family from the evil and these ill niggas.
Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Flashback Fridays, the G. Lou Show. Pedro Peso. In the building.
Hey, what's happening?
Another banger. Meal ticket, another banger. He dropped another bomb on us. Shout out to Pedro.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Who are some of the people that you're working with? You want to give any shout outs to or credit to or anybody, I mean, besides the label, you're working with certain producers, other artists you want to show some love to?
Yes, sir, man. Shout out my man DJ Torre, from the Hieroglyphics. Got him on a couple of, I got DJ Torre, definitely some bangers, a couple bangers on that album. Shout out my man Prop, the producer, Track Cartel out of SAC. Definitely got to give a shout out to my man Jay Synth. I got a couple videos in the bag with him that we ain't dropped yet. Some movies.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that dude, trying to think who else we working with. Definitely CMG, definitely CMG flows.
You got to do it. You got to do it.
Definitely. And shit, shout out to Carol too, man. Rest in peace, man, because she's a part of this. I feel like she a part of everything that we doing in spirit. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Shout out to her. Much love. And just shout out to the Bay all together, man. Like everybody. I went through Mr. Fab joint, through the Dope Era store, him and Unk, they showed me nothing but love. Everybody that CMG done introduced me to, it's been nothing but love. And I'm just a good spirit, a good human myself, man. So, I'm going to build relationships with people naturally, So,
that's going to take you a long way. Is going to take you a long way.
Yeah. So shout out to the town, you know, my second home. Or the, yeah.
Rest in peace, Shock G.
Oh, yeah, rest in peace, Shock G, man. If y'all didn't know, you know, CMG, she got a performance tomorrow. Was it P-Frank birthday party? I don't know where it's at, but I know she performing, the Loonies performing. Definitely going to be some legends in the building. So, man, I'm just
that's
blessed.
That's going to be big right there.
Yeah, I'm blessed to just, you know, be in the building. So, yeah, I can't wait on that. I look forward to that tomorrow. Meet my dog, Yuck. I ain't never met him before. Tell him he one of my favorite rappers from this out this area.
Right, right.
Yeah, shout
that's
out
big,
to Bay
man.
Life
I'm glad
Radio,
you,
too.
Oh, yeah, shout out to
Bay
Life,
Life
Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Bay Life Radio. And what's my man with the magazine, One World Magazine?
One
yeah.
World Magazine.
Yeah, shout out to One World Magazine. That's my dude, too. Show me none but love. Put me in an issue. I don't know when it's coming out, but when it do, none but gratitude. Who else we don't want? Who else we doing us with? Yeah, we just getting started. But, you know, she been taking me on many tours, introducing me to people I need to, you know, I need to be connecting with.
Right, right. I was about to say, that's a beautiful thing to be able to, I mean, you've already been doing that, but just to do what you love, man, but being able to, you know, meet a lot of different people as well that you're inspired by on this journey, you know what I mean? So that's a beautiful thing, man, to have the connection, you know, that you have, you know?
Definitely, definitely. And I got to shout out my man Brian, man, my man Brian Stansberry. You know, he a part of me and even Carly even knowing each other. So I definitely got to shout him out for life.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
B-Down from the B-Town. He's from Valley Joe.
Okay. Shout out to Vallejo.
Okay.
Where they doing it at? Anything else you got for him, Queen?
Oh, no. Just want to make sure he gives out his handles where people can follow you at your YouTube, IG.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Have a fan page on Facebook.
Yeah. Everybody can follow me on IG as Senior Pedro Pesos. I actually got two IGs. I got another one is Pay6, like letter 6, Pay, P-A-Y, 6, P-A-Y. You know, more personal stuff going on that page as far as, like, you know, my family, my kids, my homies and shit. Senior Pedro Pesos, that's my artist page, you know what I'm saying? So you want to follow all the content as far as what I'm doing musically, you know, that's the joint to follow as well. I'm on Facebook, too. I'm on Facebook. You know, Facebook is my government, though. My real name, Dante Pedro. So you can find me on Facebook, right. Dante Pedro, D-A-N-T-E-P-E-D-R-O. I try to switch my name. You know, they be acting weird about that. Like, you got to use your government.
Yeah, they want
you to use your
that's government name on Facebook. They definitely want that. It's like you can't even give a moniker. You got to give them your government name. What about your YouTube page?
YouTube is Fame Entertainment. So just the Fame ENT page on YouTube. Amex Club is available on all platforms right now, Spotify, Apple Music. I can't remember them all, but iTunes. What else we on? Everything. Yeah, everything. So Amex Club. Yeah. So we trying to just get that in rotation because we about to come heavy with the whole package here soon. Like I said, I got some videos already done. We ain't released yet. We working on some more. So yeah, I'm just excited to keep working. Album dropping in August. Be dropping in August. Yeah, no official date, but August for sure.
Okay. There it is.
Everybody
there it is.
Go and
Pedro Peso.
Pedro Peso. Go ahead and follow him on all his platforms and his music is streaming live on all digital platforms. So go and check him out. I did purchase at Amex Club today, so I have you on my playlist.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Most definitely. So blessings to your prosperity, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Keep being the genuine, humble soul that you are. I can feel your spirit that is genuine. So, you know, when you're that way, God's timing, you're going to go far with your prosperity. You know,
yes, ma'am. Appreciate
keep on being
you.
Keep on being that spirit that you are. You know, that's what's going to take you a long way. You keep putting the Most High first in life as you do.
Always. Prosperity. Always. I wouldn't be here this long, man. I'm just blessed to live this long. You know, I done been through some situations in life. And, you know, I know a lot of people that's no longer here. So every day is a blessing. I'm just grateful.
Yeah. You got a lot more to do in this world, you know. You got a lot more to do on the universe. So
exactly.
You're going to be here for a long time.
Exactly. God's time. God willing.
Right.
I appreciate y'all so much for having me, though. And, you know what I'm saying? And definitely.
Much love, man. We got you. Thank you, man, for gracing the platform and putting the word out there. We're just glad we're able to use the platform to help do so. We're going to support you, all you're doing, man. When you're ready to drop the album, you're welcome to come back as well, man, and you know, do whatever you want to do over here on this platform, man. It's all love,
okay,
bro.
Okay. Thank you. And y'all please come to my album release party.
Okay. Let us know.
Where's that
going to
be at?
We don't know yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be doing one here and in Minneapolis. So
okay.
In August, somewhere probably in Oakland, most likely.
Okay. Well, just let us know.
All right. We're going to keep building, man. Y'all be blessed.
You
for sure, man. Thank you, brother.
All right, it's all love.
Pedro Peso, y'all. We'll be right back.
Just wanted to send some words of encouragement. Y'all stay focused. Y'all keep working hard. Believe in yourself. Prove everybody that doubts y'all wrong. Show up every day. Stay pure. Keep your heart pure. Stay motivated. Stay inspired. Show love to your people. From Nick Hustle, love.
Okay, well then I'm going to say it like this. You are tuned in to the G. Lou Show with the Queen Jean herself. This is Squareopolis, the nerdiest guy on planet Earth, showing appreciation to these people for allowing the square guy to do what he does. Y'all stay tuned to the G. Lou Show. I appreciate you.
sing it to you time and time again. Oh, Casanova.
I can't see. take you for a cruise all around the world. I treat you high post, but you play me close. And if I put a drink up, you won't even toast.
Always Fighting, we sing a song. If you were to cry, I'll weep alone. Cause you're my girl and you shine like gold. You are hard to get, but won't be hard to hold. I think about you from dusk to dawn, and the sound of your voice tell me carry on. And that look in your eye, it makes me weak. Cause you're a quiet female, you hardly ever speak. May not be good at real romance, but I can do my best if I can get my chance.
I need you.
Second, I know we in the mix. We in the mix. Queen Jean, you still with me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You got a cold rotation going right there. I like that practice.
Yeah, yeah. We're just in the mix. Let the music.
Got that 80 vibe going.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. The 80s mix. 80s mix. Before we continue, though, and, you know, we got some minutes left. Any announcements, anything you need to get out tonight, Queen?
No. Well, other than, what is tomorrow? Tomorrow is Saturday. Go check out Sylvia Nunn's Angels giveaway at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in Compton, California. Doors open at 12 noon. And also, I'm seeing so many tributes going around, candle vigils for Monster Cody, and I was like, wow, you know, his brother was so well respected and loved, and probably didn't even know himself so respected and loved that he is. You know, it's so many candlelight vigils going on right now, you know, all over Compton, LA, even some in the IE area. Like, wow. So even that, so rest in peace. No, rest in power and peace to Monster Cody. And I know you guys are doing something after the show, the after hours, and having Kershawn back on the show. So that's going to be something for everyone to tune in.
Yeah, that's going
to
be good.
You know?
Yeah, that's going to be
good.
I'm going to look forward, because
really
I want to stuff. I want to talk to him and ask him some, you know, just especially since all this is going on. I was surprised he was even, you know, up to it, you know, so this should be good, and we're going to show love to Monster. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to show love to Monster. I'm going to just talk to him a bit, ask him some stuff that I wasn't able to, because I didn't, you know, interview him last time. So it should be pretty good, man, and we're just going to show love to Monster. That's all. That's all it's about, paying respects to Domi, and, you know, having this nephew family, you know, it's just only right, so. That's all that's about. We're going to do that in the after hours, so hope you guys can tune in. Shout out to my homeboy, Crip Sag. I know he's on the road, man. I don't know if he's made it to Texas yet. Do you have any updates, Queen?
No, he hasn't. He's still en route to Texas. But, you know, yeah, traveling great for him that he touched down safely. I know he's looking forward to a new beginning, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah, shout out to OG Sag. Crip Sag. You know, we had him on the show. That was a good conversation. And even our show we had on Wednesday was a great show, too. We had plenty of reviews and some amazing comments regarding the show, you know. So, and that was our tribute to paying homage to Monster Cody. So if you haven't seen that, go to our YouTube page, The Gilu Show, and check it out in our archives. It's up there now, so you can check out the whole West Side Wednesday show where we paid homage to Simon Shakur. Yeah.
That's what's up. All right. Shout out to Crip Sag again. Safe travels, man.
Yeah, I asked him to text me and let me know if he made it, you know, touch down safely, so. I'll check in though with him tomorrow, and I'll keep you abreast of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty, y'all. Well, with that being said, it's Friday night. Some of y'all got paid, some of y'all didn't, but it's Friday. It's the weekend. So just kick back, and enjoy the vibes, like Queen would say. Flashback Fridays, we're in the 80s mix.
Could it be? to say goodbye.
Baby, how you doing? Come on in here. Got some hot chocolate in the stove waiting for you. But listen, first things first, let me hang up that coat. Yeah, how's your day today? Did you miss me? Oh, you did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much, I followed you today. That's right. Now close your mouth, because you cold busted. That's right, now sit down. Now, you're so upset with you, don't know what to do. And my first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. We're about to jam and flat blast both of you. I ain't wanna mess up this $3,700 Lynx coat. So instead, I chill.
That's right.
Chill. Then I went to the bank, took out every dime, and then I went and canceled all those credit cards. Yeah. All your charge counts. Yeah. I stuck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah. That's right. Everything. Everything. Get fly with me. Nah, don't go looking in that closet. Cause you ain't got nothing in there. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for you in the guest room. That's right. What was you thinking about? Huh? Who you trying to prove? Huh? Who's with the juice? I gave you silk suit, Gucci handbags, blue diamonds. I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce. Now I can't give you nothing but advice.
Now I can't do nothing but giving you the advice. That's all I can give you. Hey, it's the G-Lou Show Flashback Fridays. G-Lou Queen Jean. Shout out to our special guest, Pedro Peso. DMP, DTP Media Group. Queen Jean. Yes, you can take us out of here.
Okay, with that being said, peace and love to everybody. Be safe. Have a great weekend. Because we're living for the weekend, as the OJs would say. But be safe and stay solid. And thank you for joining us.
That part. That's Queen Jean, y'all. I'm G Lou. Thank you for joining us again. Shout out to our special guest, Pedro Pesos. Go check him out. Follow him, Senior Pedro Pesos, IG. And shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media, 93 Tweed, DD Harrison, Conversation Hookah Lounge, the After Hours Live Show, going down tonight. Tribute to Monster with special guest, his nephew, Kershawn. Thank you, everybody. Love y'all.
Wait a minute, one more thing.
We gonna get up. Oh, go ahead, Queen.
Yeah,
go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry, G. Don't forget to check out Conversations in the Hookah Lounge streaming on the G Lou YouTube channel. It's gonna be me and my sister Dee Dee. We're just gonna be sizing and paying homage to some of the musical artists that has transitioned. So check us out West Coast 7:00 PM, East Coast 10:00 PM. G Lou Show YouTube channel streaming live. Come and hang out with us in the Hookah Lounge. Thank you, G.
Yep, that part. With that being said, we out of here. Shout out to everybody. Have a great weekend. You know, we love you guys. Peace and love. We'll see you on Sunday for OG Sundays. Peace and love. We always hanging up.